This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate you tuning in today and just taking your time with me. Seriously, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there. And you've chosen this one, and it means a lot, because I know you're paying attention. I could tell by some of the emails that I get, some of the messages I get during the show, and even after the show. And bear in mind that this show, it plays at different hours in different places. So if I don't respond to you, or you hop on Facebook, or you send me an email, and I don't send you respond to you right away, it isn't because I don't care. It's just that I'm probably sleeping. Or something. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. All right. I'm appalled at our education system. And, you know, I'm part of it. As some of you know, I'm part of a large, I'm actually a member on the board of a large school district in Southern California. And the, and I constantly complain, not that our teachers are bad, or that, here, we got a lot of good teachers. Let's not do what we do with the police, okay? We have a lot of cops that are bad, okay? But they are a very small number of cops compared to the larger group of cops that are good, the police officers that put themselves in harm's way for us every single day of their lives. Every group has bad people in it. My group has bad people in it. Teachers, they have bad people. It happens. It's up to us to weed them out. It's up to us to make noise. It's up to us to make sure they get moved along. And here's this thing just floors me. But it tells me that as conservatives, we're not taking our rightful place in these schools. It tells me we're not teaching or being out there teaching the way we should. Because there's a lot of great teachers out there, a lot of great conservative teachers out there. And I'm sure this would never happen if they were there. But you know, the majority of college students think that America invented slavery. I don't even know where they get that. You can imagine what my homework would be for these guys for the whole semester. Now, for 11 years, Professor Duke Pesta gave quizzes to his students at the beginning of the school year to test their knowledge. He wanted to know if they knew basic facts about American history and pretty much what Western culture is all about. He said the most surprising result that he came across in this 11-year experiment is that students overwhelmingly believe that slavery began in the United States was almost exclusively to Americans. That's disgusting at every level, isn't it? What are you teaching your kids? Are you asking your kids questions like I always ask you to do? And not many students could tell anything meaningful about slavery outside of America. Pesta told a college fix that they're convinced that slavery was an American problem that more or less ended with the Civil War. And they don't even know about slavery before that point, and they're not very clear on the Civil War. But we want to constantly blame the education system for this. Are you asking your kids questions when they come home from school? Are you asking them what they learned today? Are you perusing their history books, their English books, whatever classes they're taking? Now, Pest is a current associate professor of English at the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. And he's taught the he's taught a gamut of Western literature, from classics to the modern, at seven different universities, ranging from large research institutions to small liberal arts colleges. He said he's given the quizzes to students at Purdue University, University of Tennessee, Martin, Oklahoma State University, and the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. The origin of these quizzes, which Pesta calls cultural literacy markers, was his increasing discomfort with the gaps in his students' foundational knowledge. He said they came to college without basic rudiments of American history or Western culture, and their reading level was pretty low as well. Well, of course, if they can't read and they're not understanding at school, and they're being pushed along like some of the larger school districts do, just to get them out so they can keep getting their money, what do they expect from these kids? This is why I keep saying to you guys, talk about setting somebody off. The black community, the Hispanic community, the lower socioeconomic communities, you get screwed in the education system. And it isn't because the rich have more money than you. No, because you've got places like Chicago where the teachers keep getting more and more and more and more money, and more and more and more and more and more, and more kids don't graduate. They drop out. How does that equate? Why do you... See, tonight, you notice tonight's name is a U? Why do you keep letting that happen? Why do you, the voters, keep voting in people that don't give a crap about you? Why do you let them treat your kids like that? Why do you do that? Change the school board out. Change out the mayor. Change whatever it is that you have to change to get your kids what they need. We're going to do a little series on charter schools here soon. And, you know, Washington, D.C., other school districts that have gone to the charter system, and you have to allow charter schools, but the ones that are actually implementing charter schools, you have public schools, you have private schools. When you have parental choice, real choice, all of a sudden things change. Even at the public school level, things change. Let me see. Now, black studies professors say slavery is a white people thing. That guy needs to go back to school. They need to pull his teaching degree and send him back to school. He said they came to college without the basic rudiments of American history or Western culture, and their reading level was pretty darn low. I believe that. And before even distributing the syllabus for his course, Pesta administered the short quizzes with basic questions about American history, economics, and Western culture. We'll get those questions on the other side of the break. See if you can answer them. That ought to scare you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I don't know. No comment.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I thought you'd spend a minute with me or two, since we're having a little bit of a history lesson. Let's have a history lesson now. Just a quick one. One I'm sure that you guys can handle.
Now, for the benefit of the human race,
great moments in Democrat racist history.
The year was 1976, and Americans had endured a generation of turmoil and the Vietnam War. But they had found a savior, an agent of hope and change, a peanut farmer from Georgia, Democrat Jimmy Carter. By now, all the white racists are voting Republican, you see. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, it's all behind us by 1976. Yeah. Well, here's what the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, Richard Hatcher, said about Carter in 1976. Carter was a Frankenstein's monster with a southern drawl, a more cultured version of the old Confederate at the schoolhouse door. Jesse Jackson called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism. And Atlanta mayor Maynard Jackson slammed his fist on his desk and shouted, "Is there no white politician I can trust?" Why did these leading black politicians think Carter was racist? It's what he said about public housing, whether government should use it to try to integrate neighborhoods. Carter said, "I have nothing against a community that is made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French-Canadian or blacks trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is a natural inclination." 20 years earlier, in 1956, Carter was on the Sumter County School Board. He led an effort to have the site of a new black school relocated. Why? Because it was so close to a white school, black and white kids would end up walking on the same street. Carter's board assured people at a meeting October 5th, "The board will do everything in its power to minimize simultaneous traffic between white and colored students on the way to and from school." How do you compensate in your old age for having been a vile, disgusting racist all your life? Simple. Accuse other people, decent, innocent people, of being racist.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man.
Guilty dog barking. Let history forever remember Jimma's determination to save those white kids from the terrible colored kids on the streets of Sumter County, Georgia. And given the downward trajectory of Jimma's reputation right about now, it's fitting that the ship they named after him is a submarine.
Great moments in Democrat racist history.
Oh, God. You know, it's again, it's amazing how the Democrats refuse. They refuse to look at, fess up to your history, talk about the mistakes you made in the past, and move on. I do not understand their problem. You know, and funny thing about it is, yeah, they can't do anything wrong. Come on, let's be honest about it. They can't do anything wrong, right? Who holds their feet to the fire? We try to. But because of, and you know, I saw somebody, one of the comments, blame the education system. Yeah, they could take partial blame, but not the whole blame. It's up to us as parents. It's up to you as aunts, uncles, nieces, aunts, uncles, grandpas, grandfather, whatever. Get out there and make a difference. Get on these school boards. Get on these education boards. Sign up for the committees that choose the curriculum. Do you know that most schools have a curriculum committee that choose what books are going to be introduced to the kids? Are you on it? Any of you, are you on it? What do you do? I mean, my wife was going to kill me at one point in time. I was on so many committees for education. They were making me crazy. So you get on it, you get involved, you get active, and you make a difference. And just because, you know, the holidays, for me it's the Christmas holidays, are coming up, right? You've got a captured audience. You can be Uncle Frank who sits on the couch and tells war stories to all the kids. Let them know what it took to get the freedom of this country. Just do it. What are they going to do? Run away? They're going to throw you out? I don't think so. Threaten to take off all your clothes and dance on the front lawn if they do that. They won't throw you out. We're talking about how most college students, they need an update in history, think that Americans invented slavery. Right? They've gone through our education system, and this one college professor in particular, currently teaching at the University of Wisconsin, he's been giving these young people tests over the last dozen years or so. And they can't figure it out. He says they have no basic rudimentary knowledge of American history, economics, or even Western culture. He says, for instance, the questions asked students to circle which of the three historical figures was a president of the United States, or to name three slaveholding countries over the last 2,000 years, or even define capitalism or socialism in one sentence each. Now, the beauty behind this is that, you know, we heard, a couple of weeks ago I played a clip where a lot of young people thought socialism was simply taking care of people in your community. You know, having health services and education and all that other stuff. Well, we have all that. Now, often more students connected Thomas Jefferson to slavery than could identify him as president. Think about how sad that is. So they knew his picture. They knew who he was. They knew he was a slave owner, had no clue he was president. And yet, they're working their way through college. According to PESTA, on one quiz, 29 out of 32 students responded, knew that Jefferson owned slaves, but only 3 out of the 32 correctly identified him as a president. Interestingly enough, more students, 6 of the 32, actually believed Ben Franklin had been president. Yeah, it was weird. Pesta said that he believes that these students were given an overwhelmingly negative view of American history in high school, which is probably true, very true. And it's been perpetuated by scholars such as Howard Zinn in A People's History of the United States. It's a frequently assigned textbook, and it's a textbook that actually talks about how nasty America is. It's wrong. This is why I say it's so important for you guys to get involved and get engaged in the process to make sure you have the right people getting elected to your school boards and anything that has to do with your kids, especially. I mean, some cities, the mayor and the education council takes care of the school district. Other cities, they elect a school board, an education board. Most states, they have an education superintendent or what have you that's elected to that position. You have got to make sure the right people get in. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I could do that, I get dizzy. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, listen, I haven't said this for a while. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for our weekly email blast. If you're on Facebook, there's stuff up there you can buy. It helps keep the show on the air. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not like Rush Limbaugh. I don't get $7.5 million a year just to sit around and move my mouth. But the stuff that you can buy, stuff that will help you out. Look, I got the buttons that say... it's okay to say Merry Christmas, and I'm telling you, they'll bring a smile to your face. I think it was last year or the year before, I think we got like 4,000 requests for the button. And the thing I loved the most was we had Jewish people and atheists sending me emails and saying, you know, Joe, I'm not religious, I don't celebrate Christmas, but I'm tired of you guys being beat up, and I'm going to wear the button even though I don't celebrate Christmas. And it made me feel good because you had people out there that said, hey, I may not be exactly what you believe and I may not do exactly, but I believe in your right to do it. And I'm willing to defend it. That's how we all should be. I don't always agree with, look, I'm a Christian. There's things I don't agree with other people do, but we live in a country where you have a right to do it. Right? And as far as, you know, what I've been screaming about with your kids and education, yeah, it's like my piece where I said, yeah, Trump and Hillary are your fault, our fault, the collective's fault here. All right? It's that simple. Are you involved, and I don't mean making sure your kid has the right clothes, that he has a place to do his homework, his or her homework, that they're fed properly. That's not what I mean when I say, are you involved in your kid's education? Are you looking through their books? Do you know what they're being taught? Do you know what their teacher's teaching them? Do you know how their day's going at school? If you're in a school that's in a more liberal neighborhood or what have you, and that's not what you want done, and you can't afford a private school, then you need to hunker down and get involved and get engaged in your kid's education. Take a look at the book. What did you learn in school today, honey? Oh, you learned about the Tea Party. What did you learn about the Tea Party? Did you ever hear the name Obama in school? What did you hear about that? What about George W. Bush? Have you heard that name? You see what I'm saying? I mean, you've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. You have to make sure you know what they're shoving down your kids' heads. Don't wait till much later on in life when you're sitting there going, where'd you learn that? Come on, we've all been there, right? Where did you hear that? Oh, my teacher told me that 2 years ago. You never said it was wrong, so I thought it was right. You know what I mean? You just got to make sure that you're on this, that you understand. Here we have a group, and we've done this before. You know, you guys that are new to the show, I love dealing with these issues. You know, we did the one where the kids thought that the we gained our independence in 1964 from China. Right? I mean, they can't tell you who you won your independence from. They can't tell you when we won our independence. Some of them don't even know we're independent. They don't even know what that means. They can't tell you what half the holidays are. Most young people today believe that the, you know, the 4th of July and Memorial Day and Veterans, you know, those are all just beach and barbecue days. I call them the beer and barbecue days. Because they don't have any clue what it is. It's just a day off of work. Some of them get paid time and a half. Some of them get paid double time. Some of them don't have to go to school. It's Party USA is what it is. If you know anybody, if you guys know anybody in your neighborhood or in your family that have served in World War II or one of the other wars, more recent, but World War II is, you know, they're older guys. It's just a little bit more to it. But if you know any of these guys, bring them to your kids' class. On certain days, ask for permission to come in and speak. Let these guys come in and speak. You know, some of you older fellows that are retired and you ain't got much going on, and you older ladies that are retired, even you younger women, maybe have some extra time. Go in and read at your kids' school, in elementary school. There was a group around town where I lived that the women used to do it. They used to wear patriotic clothes, and they would go in and they would read stories. Newt Gingrich, what's his wife, Calista? Calista Gingrich has a great suite of books about history. Short, easy for the young kids to understand. Do not rely on that school system you keep making fun of. I mean, wouldn't that be kind of crazy? Like, you're constantly making fun of a restaurant you go to eat, or you get food poisoning every time you go there, but you keep going there to eat. And there's nothing wrong with a restaurant at this point. Something wrong with you. You keep sending your kids to this education system that you can't easily change quickly. So it's up to you to make sure, to shore it up, to make sure that whatever these kids are learning during the day, if it's wrong, you fix it. You correct them. So the professor started to learn, or he began to observe a shift in his students' quiz responses in the early 2000s. Before that time, Pastor said he described his students as often historically ignorant, but not politicized. Since the early 2000s, Pastor has found that many students come to college pre-programmed in certain ways. If you don't think it's going on, you're out of your mind. They cannot tell you many historical facts or relate anything meaningful about historical biographies. But they are, however, stridently vocal about the corrupt nature of the Republic and about the wickedness of the Foundation Fathers and that the evils of the free market. It goes on and on. And I always loved that one, too. The wickedness of the Founding Fathers. The ones that set up the Republic, that these bonehead liberals that are teaching in colleges and high schools, right? If they didn't set it up the way they did, if this was a dictatorship, right, a monarchy, as they wanted Washington to be, half of those teachers would have probably been beheaded by now, or shot, or burned at the stake for speaking out against the government. They're that dull, they can't figure that out. They wouldn't have half of the freedoms they have to be the idiots that they are if it wasn't for this constitutional republic and for the wickedness of those founding fathers and the evils of the free market. They wouldn't get paid those wonderful salaries they get paid at some of those colleges if it wasn't for the free market, you morons. Yeah, I'm irritated. Can you tell? But I get it out here, so there's no road rage involved or anything like that. Most alarmingly, he said, they know nothing about the fraught history of Marxist ideology. You know, thinking that, was it, we did this the other night, right? It was Karl Marx. They thought that Marx, was it Stalin? I can't remember now. They thought that Stalin, that George Bush killed more people than Stalin. So apparently George Bush is responsible for millions and millions and millions and millions of people's deaths. That's what these kids thought. And they think they're smart. You know, if you didn't catch it the second hour, I did a thing on the Electoral College. I don't know if, I would love to be able to go back and get some of the stuff. I just don't remember where it is. But I remember I went to the local mall, and I had a political science young man who just was full of himself. Thought he had all the answers. And I asked him about the Electoral College, and he knew. He said, yeah, I know all about it. Whatever he explained had nothing to do with the Electoral College. I'm not even sure it had something to do with voting. Right? But he was all over the place, and I just kept looking at him, shaking my head, and egging him on. Not a clue. But was full of himself. This kid will go on to teach something. I knew a guy, I don't even want to give a clue as to who it was, because you may know him, but I knew a guy that went to college for public speaking to teach people how to, you know, speak in large crowds. And you know what he did? When he graduated from college, guess what he did the following September? He became a professor to teach people how to speak publicly. Probably gave 3 speeches in his life. But you know, what's that old saying? Those who can't do, teach. I know, I'm going to get in trouble for that, but that's okay. I'll live with it. Because, you know, when you really love to do something, you want to be out doing it, not so much teaching it at times. And the, anyway. So Pesta, also the professor, also noted that early on in his students, blissful ignorance was accompanied by a basic humility about what they did not know. But over time, he said, he's increasingly seen a sense of moral superiority in not knowing anything about our racist, sexist history or our biased institutions. I have seen the same thing with our young people. As the years have gone on, I've seen them become more and more prideful that they know more than you. Why? You know, because they're young and I'm old and stupid. I actually spoke to a government class about a month ago, and the young man thought he was going to catch me with that whole electoral thing, electoral college thing. When I laid it out to him, he was totally perplexed because he thought he had all the answers. And so when I started asking him answers about it after I told him about it, he couldn't answer any of the questions. Now, instead of coming up to afterward and going, hey, you know what? I really didn't know. I didn't know that. I'm going to go back and research it. He had an attitude of like, I don't know if that was really true what you said, so I'm going to go check it out. Oh, yeah, God forbid. You should be a little humble, right? He says, as we now see on campuses, social justice warriors are arguing that even reading the great books of Western culture is at best a microaggression, and at worst an insidious form of cultural imperialism and indoctrination. My God, he's, you know what? Oh, you know what? We'll post the rest of this up on the website later on. I'm Joe Messina. I can't do this. I've got to pop. You don't want me to pop in the last segment. You really don't. It's not a good thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy. Easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back. We're listening to Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Just head up to the website, therealside.com. You can find stations and times and all that. No problem. I mean, seriously, head up there. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I'll let you know what's going on the show. You can always unsubscribe from it if you don't like it or you think it's too intrusive or whatever. Doesn't have to be. I just want to keep you informed. And listen, seriously, all joking aside, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's about 3,000 other programs, other shows out there you could be listening to, although I don't know why you'd want to. But you're spending your time with me, and I do like that. I do appreciate that very much. It's better to be here all along, you know what I'm saying? And but again, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you give me your email address. I will just send you information. It's really that simple. And if you're on Facebook, I've got some things up there we're selling. And one of them is actually a coffee cup, a water bottle, and a few extra bucks. And I'm actually thinking about doing a little insiders club thing to help. Or maybe a couple times a month we'll do a little live thing, a little back and forth with listeners on the off hours. So we'll see what happens. Because, like, you know, I haven't got enough to do. You know what I'm saying? But after the election, I'll be bored. I won't have anything else to talk about, right? Because we'll have entered Nirvana. We'll have the right people in place. We'll have drained a swamp. Wall will be up. Life is good. Life will be good, right? Or we'll all, what?
We'll all be wearing waders.
We'll all be wearing waders?
Yeah.
The heck, oh.
To get through the swamp.
To get through the swamp, yeah. Not me. I just wear the pants. No problem. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'll post the rest of that story. I will post the rest of that up on the website so you can check it out later on. I got to tell you, we do story after story after story like this. And if it doesn't make you crazy, nothing will. Nothing. If this doesn't make you nuts, nothing will get to you. That's all I got to say. So I know I got a lot of those. What's his name? George Carlin used to call you hippy dippy freaks, right? So I got a lot of you. Nothing wrong with a little dope, a little beer, a little booze. Not a big deal. And I'll start off by saying you need to think this through. You need to really get involved and engaged to understand this. I spent almost a dozen years on the board of a group that did nothing but deal with young kids in the community and the issues and the problems they were going through. Today's marijuana is nothing like it was for us in the 60s and 70s. Nothing. A whole different experience. So Colorado has, I guess they legalized recreational and medical pot quite some time ago. And they've had now enough time to kind of figure out what's going on. And you gotta peruse several sources to really get the information. You know, the phone calls to CDC have gone up 70% in Colorado. Trips to the marijuana related trips to the ER have gone up 45%. I mean, we go through all these numbers. Right, vagrancy / homelessness has gone up 120%. People that are actually moving there to partake of this. And then they don't have jobs and they get on, you know, government assistance. You know, when you legalize marijuana, you got all kinds of stuff going on. And whether you want to hear it or not, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, no, yeah, they're just not getting the right information. No, not true. Right? Marijuana usage among teens will increase. Even though the legal age is 21, it'll increase because it's like booze. It's going to be easier to get. Colorado now leads the nation in teen marijuana usage. Okay, the nation, by the way, they don't lead the nation in test scores. They're actually down. I wonder why that is. Pre-legalization, 1 in 15 teens in Colorado tried marijuana recreationally. Now it's 1 in 5. That's a threefold increase, right? Teen marijuana use is 74% higher than the national average in Colorado. It's easier to get. Even though they're not allowed to use it. Remember, you know, I've been saying this, and the boneheads on Facebook, those Facebook hippie warriors, they want to tell you, no, it won't happen. It won't change. It's not much different. Now, some people say the research is still out on the gateway drug, but I'll tell you what. If you go to one of those, non-alcoholic anonymous, when you go to one of those groups where they actually had hard drug, people that have been on hard drugs that are off, every one of them will tell you. Now, you want a science experiment? Instead of doing it with a bunch of professors in a room, every one of them will tell you they started off with dope. And since dope didn't do, or marijuana didn't do what they'd been told it was going to do, they went on to the hard drugs. Heroin and opioid usage. Now, Colorado has seen a spike. Now, if it's not a gateway drug, and then Colorado went ahead and legalized recreational use of marijuana, but then after that happened, the heroin and opioid addiction spiked in the last 5 years. How can you still say there's no way it can be a gateway drug? They now find that the marijuana has had negative impacts on the high school. You know, it's amazing how accessible marijuana is for underage students using marijuana. You know, when they use marijuana, they're less motivated, they're less focused. They incline to drop out. They give up. They can't be bothered. You know, when you smoke dope, it's not a performance-enhancing drug. You know what I'm saying? Really isn't, in any way. Middle and high school student marijuana-related discipline problems have increased exponentially. More college students now are using marijuana than ever before. These future leaders are getting dumb and dumber, as you just saw a little while ago. And again, when you look and see that they don't, I'm just going to keep driving it home. These are your kids. My kids, your kids, whatever. These are our kids. You know, because we kept saying, well, dope didn't bother me. Didn't do anything to hurt me. Right? These kids are graduating more literate in their field of expertise, more literate, period, more literate about America and the U.S. And we allow the socialists to take over the colleges and even the high schools in some places, teaching the kids about how they didn't teach them how much better socialism was. First, they had to teach them how bad capitalism was. And they're just so wrong. Under socialism, I'd still be in the city I grew up in. No question about it. Instead of saying our kids get dumber, a nicer way to say this is that the brain development will diminish, but no matter how you say it, marijuana negatively impacts intelligence. The brain is still in optimal growth through the age of 25. You know, and I've said this over and over and over again. And I use this number for everything. You know, we allow kids, and we've done stories on this, we allow parents to administer drugs to stop hormone growth in kids 6 and 7 and 8 years old because they decide they want to be like mommy, even though we're a boy. Or if they're a girl, they want to be like daddy. Mostly it's the boys, though. You know, if you look at the numbers, they're exponentially larger when it comes to boys that want to be like mommy. So right away, they think the boy wants to be a girl, and they give him, hormone blockers. And the kid is 7 or 8 years old. There's no way that child can make that decision at 7 or 8 years old. Especially when the brain has not hit that point until they're in the early 20s. So anything that they take, any drug they take to slow their brain down, it can't be good for you, right? Especially in a teenage brain. Colorado College age group now ranked number one in the nation for marijuana use. It is 62% higher than, it's at 62% higher than the national average. Marijuana usage has short and long-term effects on the brain, especially for teens. But your parents, who won't agree with me, I know I'll get a whole bunch of emails later going, I was out of control. I'm sorry. I'm gonna take my experience on that board for the 10 or 12 years I was on it. I'm going to take what I hear from the experts today. I'm not going to take your experience from your one or two children. Because you can't see out 5 years. You don't know. And then when you slap in your head 10 years out going, what the heck did I do to my child? Too late. Your kid's not an experiment, people. You know, this prideful thing I see in some parents, you can't tell me what to do with my kid. You're right, I can't. You have a freedom to do what you want, but it's sinful and sad that out of pride you're willing to make your kid a petri dish for the rest of the community. Colorado has seen a population surge of over 100,000 people moving to the state in just 2 years alone. This is well above anything they've ever seen. They say not all of it is attributed to the marijuana migrants. After all, Colorado is a beautiful state, but the marijuana impact can be felt big time. But if you move there, see these growth spurts, population spurts, are usually good. Because people come in and they have jobs and they're building businesses and they're growing and they're paying taxes and they're putting kids in school. But then if you're mostly on welfare, mostly on state aid, which is where most of these people end up. There's so much more to the story. I'm just running out of time. So I will also post this up later on for you. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We have less than a week, people. 7 days for you to get the message out. 7 days for you to save the country. 7 days. I don't care if you have vacation time or whatever coming to you. Take it. Beat pavement. Make a difference. Tell people what they need to do. Seriously. Don't worry about losing your friends. You should be worried about losing your country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks for being with me. Have a safe night. Don't steal all your kids' candy. Because I want you here tomorrow, and I want you sick of throwing up somewhere. You've been listening to The Real Side. Have a great rest of the day.